Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. The United Nations vote against the Jewish settlements in Israel has been rejected by the leaders of Israel. That's the headline. In just a moment, Winky Medad will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And we're going to take you to Israel now. We're going into the center part of the state to a very old Jewish community. Great history, great prophetic truth about the location of Shiloh in the center part of the state, which was the headquarters for the Jewish nation when they first came into the Promised Land about 3,500 years ago. And Winky, the United Nations Security Council, said when they put forth a resolution, they were able to pass the resolution only because the United States did not veto this resolution against Israel, which they had done basically over the last 50 years. The United Nations Security Council vote against the Jewish settlements. If you will, Winky, give me your first impressions of this vote at the United Nations.
Jimmy, sometimes a group of people, well-dressed, well-educated to a certain extent, people who you would probably look up to as elite members of their society from many, many nations around the world, can be so obtuse, stubborn, and perhaps even a little bit vindictive. If you read through that resolution 2334, it doesn't make sense. It flies in the face of history and facts. It conflates many issues and puts the burden of the fact that there has been hostility here between Arabs and Jews for maybe almost a century only on the shoulders of the Jewish citizens of Israel. And I'm amazed that the Americans let the resolution go through.
Well, was this a continuation of the bad relationship between President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu? The vindictiveness coming from the president, especially on the Prime Minister of Israel.
It's no secret that there's been bad blood between the two of them, because I think they come from different backgrounds, different experiences, and of course, different ideologies. We're talking about a president who is on the borderline between liberal and progressive, a person who has done American foreign policy a great amount of damage. You know, sometimes you say, well, you know, he had a good idea or something like that. But none of the ideas, not only didn't they work, but they were wrong in every single way possible, including Egypt and the Arab Spring and everything. And yet he is pursuing, through John Kerry, a very difficult position to defend against Israel, America's greatest ally, if not in the Middle East, perhaps also maybe the entire world.
Winky Medad, our broadcast partner, reporting from a Jewish settlement in the center of the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Bible prophecy that will be fulfilled. Remember, God gave the land to the Jewish people. That's Ezekiel chapters 34 and 36. And God said he did this not for the Jewish people's sake, but for his holy name's sake. That's Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 22. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...